The actor Jeff Bridges is moving into a job he once had on screen. By playing a country singer in Crazy Heart, he explored his own passion for music.
The wonderful thing about acting, or one of the great things, is that you can use all of your, you know, talents and interests in your work.
Now Bridges has recorded an album with some of the same people who helped him to portray a musician.
I've been loved and I've been alone. All my life I've been a rolling stone.
That's Bridges from the Crazy Heart soundtrack, and this is from his new album called Jeff Bridges.
I'm driving my blue car, baby, down from the mountain so high. I'm driving my blue car, baby, coming down, gonna say goodbye.
We found Jeff Bridges in Austin, Texas, where he was preparing for a concert. He sat down with a cup of coffee to talk about his transition from acting to music. You supposedly aspired to be a musician before you were an actor. Is that true?
Yeah, probably so. You know, my father, Lloyd Bridges, unlike a lot of actors, really encouraged all his kids to go into showbiz. He loved it so much. And like most kids, you know, you don't want to do what your folks want you to do. You get your own things, you know.
So if I talked to you when you were 14 or 16 and said, what do you plan to do when you get out of here? You'd say, I intend to be a musician.
Yeah, musician or artist. I was also interested in painting and still am. And the acting thing was fun, but... you know, I had some problems with the whole nepotism thing, you know, getting into it just because that's my dad, you know, had the inroad.
Mm-hmm. That's really huge in Hollywood, isn't it? That's just...
That's the toughest thing, you know, about the acting profession is getting that break, and that was pretty much handled for me. So that road became the one of least resistance. But fortunately, I've kept the music thing going, so I'm happy about that.
So that's what went horribly, horribly wrong, is movies just work for you first.
Horribly, horribly right, I'd have to say. I'm glad I finally got with the old man's program. He was right.
Bridges' new album grows out of the singing that he did in several films. He sings two songs by the late country musician Stephen Bruton, who worked with him on Crazy Heart.
I'm more than you've been feeling down and blue.
We all looked towards Stephen for authenticity, you know, because the life of Bad Blake, the character that I played in Crazy Heart, was very much like the life that Stephen led. So he could, you know, he could tell us, you know, hey, yeah, you know, when I'm driving a long time, I don't want to pull over to the side of the road. I got to get somewhere, so I'll just carry an empty Sparkless bottle and, you know, pissing that if I have to.
Which is an opening scene in Crazy.
That's the opening scene in Crazy. But that's like, one example of the kind of input that he had. But he also, you know, taught me how to play guitar, you know, helped, you know, move me up the next level on my guitar playing and singing and writing songs, you know.
Take your time, listen to what all I'm saying. I've got a hunch.
What was it like writing your own music for this release?
Well, some of the songs are from quite long ago. Falling Short is, oh gosh, it could be 30 years old, you know, 40 years old, I don't know, something like that. Hmm. But it still sort of applies to me.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Am I falling short or do I fly? While I miss the mark, do I hit the sky? In my wondering, do I answer why I'm alive?
What did you mean when you said that song applies to you in some way?
Oh, you know, I find that I'm pretty critical of myself as far as reaching some sort of perfect bullseye or target that I'm aiming for, you know. And sometimes you can get so obsessed with that bullseye that you miss the whole deal, you know, because you're just so focused on what you think is perfection that you miss what really is perfection, which is just being alive, you know.
You want to, you're just saying, dodge the wrath of myself and leave the math to God?
Yes, yeah.
Dodge the wrath of myself and leave the math to God.
Has it occurred to you the last couple of years that if you'd been a little more stubborn, if you'd insisted a little more on your own way, if you could have ended up being a little bit like the character that you played in Crazy Heart, you know, somebody whose name is known but not that famous and driving around, driving himself from venue to venue, singing songs where he could get work?
Go on.
I'm just wondering.
Do I fantasize about it?
I don't know about fantasizing. Whether you've wondered about whether that could have been your life.
Yeah, I don't know how long I would be alive if that was my life. I don't know. I think it worked out just right, man. I'm really happy the way it worked out. You know, life is having its way with me now. I'm really pleased because I'm getting to now kind of shift gears now that, you know, this last year I decided to put the acting aside and concentrate on my music, and that has felt really refreshing and good.
Well, Jeff Bridges, thanks very much. I've enjoyed this.
Nice hanging with you, man.
You can have a mansion.
His new album out next week is called Jeff Bridges. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.